Hi, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing question of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
What up?
Thank you. And Joshua.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, I'll explain. Each week, we select a different topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is, with no experience, pilot a cruise ship or a blimp? I should also add that today's topic was provided by Todd from Seattle. Listener submitted. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, guys. Any questions right off the bat? What are we thinking?
I have a question.
I do too when you're done.
Oh, my question was just, is pilot the right word for a cruise ship? Is that what you do to a cruise ship? You don't captain it?
shit, I don't know.
And if you captain a cruise ship, do you not captain a blimp?
Let's just say captaining. We're captaining both. I don't know. I have no idea what the verb is.
I'm pretty sure captaining isn't the verb, but that's fine.
Look, I'm the commissioner, and I say captaining is the verb.
We're going to commission a boat?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a question.
Danielle, do you have a real question?
Yeah, I actually do. Does anyone here know what the mechanics are of either of these things? Because I don't really know what's more difficult, and I'm assuming that we're going to crash either way. So is it really just us trying to figure out what thing we're more or less likely to die when it crashes during?
Basically.
Well, I mean, I have some experience in both of these.
What?
There's a giant wheel, and then there's just these pedals, and that's just it.
There are pedals?
Oh, and a lever. There's a lever. That's the brake.
I think it's pronounced lever.
Oh, you're right.
Jesus Christ.
So I watched Indiana Jones a few times, and they go in a blimp, and I think he pilots it for a little bit, and it's not really a problem.
I love
solid.
Assuming that you have the functional knowledge of airborne fucking transportation that Indiana Jones does, like, can you also use a whip effectively? Like, what are you doing, Chris?
I'm saying, like, a middle-aged archaeologist has about the same level of blimp experience that I do.
He has adventures. There's a very high likelihood that he has had blimp adventures.
I have adventures. I went to QFC today.
Oh.
And depending on the neighborhood, I guess that could be considered an
adventure. Yeah, it was adventure us. Oh, yeah.
For listeners in other parts of the country, that's a regional grocery store.
Yeah, it's owned by Kroger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You probably have one of those near you.
So, what I'm thinking is you always hear about cruise ship captainings that are captains that are drunk and they crash cruise ships. Maybe not always, but you sometimes hear of this.
Always.
Every cruise ship has crashed.
Like a cruise ship crashes and the captain is super drunk. So if that is not every time that a captain is drunk, and captains can be drunk while piloting cruise ships, that means that, like, sober me could probably captain a cruise ship, right?
No. You think that sober you equals the knowledge of someone who actually knows how to pilot the cruise ship but is drunk?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
They have the knowledge. They just are drunk.
But they're super drunk.
You don't have the knowledge to even forget through drunkenness, though.
Okay, Chris,
watch for icebergs, Chris, like, whatever.
Oh, don't forget the lever. The lever's the brake.
The levers. Chris, what's...
You gotta watch it. Yeah, the lever.
What's the name of this dog you've got
Danielle,
in your house
I'm
right
sorry.
Now?
Dylan. Dylan
okay,
the dog.
So, Chris is dog-sitting right now, and this dog's name is Dylan. So, Chris, are we confident that if you got drunk and Dylan was sober, Dylan could drive a car better than you?
No, that makes no sense.
That
no,
makes all the sense.
But
you
I
have
think
to be telling
that
you for the dog.
All the fucking sense.
No, but I think if like no. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was drunk and I was sober, I could pilot a race car
okay,
better than him.
Pilot a race car.
Captain?
And second, you would
drive?
You
well,
would drive.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying you could pilot the race car? You're saying you could pilot drive the race car because you know how to drive a car?
No, I'm saying I could drive a race car better than Dale Earnhardt Jr. because I'm sober.
But you have working knowledge of a car.
Even if I didn't.
Even if you didn't, really.
Okay, no!
Also, yeah, and ooh, here's this. I don't know how to drive a stick, and I'm pretty sure race cars are manuals, not automatics.
I'm pretty sure they're not.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure they have paddle shifters.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a man. It's.
Know what? You don't. Yeah, don't tell me matter. Because if I ever need to, without any experience, drive Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s race car because he's too drunk, I won't be able to if you explain to me what paddle shifters
are.
How
old is he? Does he even have a race car?
I don't even know if he's alive.
Yeah, he's the. He's the junior. He's junior. He's got a. He's probably still alive. I don't know. I don't watch
whatever he races like, in.
You guys are
NASCAR. They just turn left. Like I don't watch that.
You're so out of your wheelhouse right now, Chris. Like seriously.
Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
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 What are you guys thinking?
I am thinking
what are you
that
guys
this
thinking?
Is a pretty easy choice. You go cruise ship because in case of catastrophic failure,
there
falling out of the sky seems worse than crashing into a pier.
And there are
okay,
there are
but there's no
boats.
Button. hopefully.
Yeah, just me running down the deck and just pushing people out of the way. Captain first, motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Like, I don't value anybody's life more than my own. I'm fucking...
Oh,
like,
no.
From the moment I'm told I need to, like, captain slash drive slash navigate this thing, I'm like, bye-bye, mic dropped, I'm heading for the fucking lifeboat.
Yeah.
Somebody else figure it out.
I'd be like, hold on, I need to go captain a lifeboat. I'll be right back.
I feel, so, I have experience with oars. I feel confident that I can deal with a rowboat.
But here's the thing. Okay, blimp, like, there's no button. Well, okay, I don't know this, but I'm going to safely assume, that there's no button in the cockpit of a blimp that's like, blow up the blimp and fall to the ground catastrophically. Like, at most, you're just going to, like, sink slowly, right? I mean, it's full of air. Hydrogen? Oxygen? I don't know what it's full of. It's full of something that's lighter than air. Like big deal. Like oh, I steered it wrong. You're just gonna float. I'm gonna take your silence as that you agree with.
Okay,
me.
Okay. I can actually offer a fourth opinion on this.
Who's with
wait,
you, Joshua?
You have an opinion outside of your own opinion.
Well, the person who suggested this, we actually all know him personally.
Oh, we do.
And
hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd. And when he told me about this topic, he told me which way he would go.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys know Todd, so you're probably imagining this is going to be bad.
I was just going to say, should this
is
weigh
this
into our decision?
his choice was, does it fucking matter? I'm the captain. There's probably someone else on this thing that knows how to drive it. I'll delegate.
Ooh.
See, there you go.
You can't delegate. Okay, I just want to tell you real quick. I am on the website for the AOPA, which is like an aviation and piloting association. Title of the article.
How to blimp.com.
What it takes to become a blimp pilot. On-the-job training is the only way. Here's your on-the-job
so,
training.
Well, there we
so
go.
There is someone pilot else on the blimp that knows how to pilot it.
Pilot this fucking blimp.
Yeah, there's got to be like a co-pilot. And frankly, on a cruise ship, there's going to be like a other. You're going to have a first mate, right?
Apparently, there are no schools that teach how to pilot a blimp.
That's because it's a balloon.
Blimps are
like,
dying, apparently.
School... Also, there's, what, like, 3 blimps in the world? Like, nobody's trying to learn how to drive a blimp.
I don't even know. But drive? I have a sense that if you get up into a fucking blimp and you don't know how to fly it, you're going to fall. So.
I don't know. I think you're just going to float for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, you're lighter than air. Whereas with a cruise ship, you can sink and go into the ocean and you have to get rescued. Whereas a blimp, you're just like, okay, well, I guess I'll just float until I hit some power lines or something.
Okay, what about the takeoff and landing part of it?
Yeah, I'm not real. I'm not really.
Well, takeoff's going to be super easy because, from what I understand about blimps, which is
nothing.
Almost nothing, you inflate the balloon and then it floats and it's tied down by ropes and then you get into the thing. And then they release the ropes.
You're talking about like a
so
hot
you don't
air
actually.
Balloon.
No. I mean, it's the same sort of thing, but like I'm talking about a blimp.
Okay, and then like, and then the... when you want to go higher, you need to drop the bags of sand off the side.
That's a thing.
No, that's a hot air balloon.
Oh, sorry.
I honestly don't actually know what
okay,
to do in
so
a blimp to go
tell
higher
you,
or lower.
Just to show you how fucking little you know and how not seriously enough you're taking this whole blimp thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not taking this podcast seriously enough for you?
I'm not taking the blimp piloting serious enough.
Respect the blimp, Chris.
Respect the fucking blimp.
Respect it.
So just think about it, okay? So first, you don't know how to drive the thing, like the mechanics of like steering and how to go up and how to go down.
Second, isn't there a steering wheel?
It's like a rudder with some propellers.
Knows? You don't know until you're in there. After that, you've got the fact that it's something that is not rigid. You're fucking playing with fire with trying to figure out, do you have to maintain the pressure in this? What if all of a sudden the pressure drops? What if it needs to be at a certain temperature and you don't know how to keep it at that temperature? There are a lot of...
Somebody else would be in charge
of that. No, dude, you are in charge.
Like, I'm the pilot. Somebody else is in charge of, like, making sure there's air in the thing.
I don't know, dude. I'm working off the... I mean, I guess you're technically commish, but I'm working off the fucking... I mean, if you've got somebody else that's going to save you, it doesn't really matter. There are no stakes, right? But...
Okay, fine. As commissioner, I will say you are alone on the vessel.
Okay.
There is no one else on the vessel, and it's just you.
I'm looking at a picture of the cockpit of a blimp online right now. It looks pretty fucking complicated.
Yeah, like,
really?
I'm just feeling like there's a lot of shit. Like, a boat is rigid. Like, the mechanics of keeping a boat afloat is something that I think most people can understand. I'm scared to death of drowning. I would pick boat in a fucking second. I don't want to mess with, like, I'm floating up in the air and who the hell knows what's going to happen.
Okay, the cruise ship bridge looks much simpler in comparison. It also looks like it wasn't updated since the 70s.
Well, it's a cruise ship.
Sweet.
I mean.
I also feel like cruise ship, you could shut everything off and you'd still float. Whereas if you shut everything off on a blimp, who the fuck knows? You might go up in the air, might fall down to the ground, might just like turn
well,
in circles.
Well, no, you were just saying 4 minutes ago that no, you just float. You just float.
Yeah.
Whatever you fucking do, you just float.
Reality starts to set in for Chris.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was told to take this seriously, so I am. Excuse me.
Shape up, mister.
Yeah.
Shape up
or
ship
out. Oh, ship out. Cruise ship out. No? Nothing? All right. Yeah, so I'm thinking it'd be more fun in a blimp. But yeah, cruise ship would be easier.
It'd be more fun to die. Like, what?
Also, I'm afraid of flying, so maybe blimp isn't a good thing for me.
Wait, are you really?
Yeah, I'm super afraid of flying.
You travel all the goddamn time for your job.
I know.
Okay, do you medicate?
No.
Oh.
He just white
knuckles. Good on you.
Face
those fears.
Just white knuckle it the whole way.
Oh, shit.
No, it is an irrational fear. I understand that it is an irrational fear, and I refuse to allow an irrational fear to influence other parts of my life. Hmm. So I need to travel, so I do.
No doubt.
White knuckled all the way. Huh. It really sucks because with climate change, there's a lot more turbulence than there is now. Or than there was then.
No doubt.
Before. Yeah. Anyway, so maybe blimp isn't for me. Although I'm not sure how much turbulence you get in a blimp.
I don't know. I imagine it as being like you're floating along like you're Kirby on a cloud or something.
Yeah, I don't think that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not right.
No, I think it is. I think there's less like up and down, but I feel like, you know, you're just kind of pink.
Oh, see.
And a ball.
I think it's probably much more like your Mario with the raccoon suit.
like you get up enough speed and then you just go up, but then you have to glide.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, your tail just wags and just gently right. just coasts to the earth.
Now in this Mario blimp, can you do a spin and break blocks with your tail?
That seems pretty high risk.
Yeah, it does.
That's an advanced maneuver.
Yeah, you might have to go to school for that. Too bad there aren't any schools.
Yeah, right.
There are no
right
schools.
Right now we're just
so
trying
sorry.
Not to die. We're not going to go into like, okay. Let's see if we can knock this building down.
Yeah, if we're trying not to die, then cruise ship is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could just do everything like full stop, get on the radio, be like, hey guys.
I done fucked up.
Sorry. I done fucked up.
I thought I could do this. Clearly I can't.
And they'll be like, where are you? I'll be like, in the ocean. They'll be like, okay, fine, we'll come pick you up.
So if for some reason there's catastrophic failure in the ocean, like the boat somehow gets cracked in half.
Yeah.
The ocean has sharks. The sky does not. Does that factor into anything?
No.
No?
Well, here's the thing. What, like 80% of the world's surface is covered
sharks.
In water? yeah, just... And so your float is covered in sharks. Watch the fuck out, everybody. It is.
Hey, that's why my motto is live every week like it's Shark Week.
Live every week like 80% of the world is covered in sharks. No. So if you're in a blimp and the blimp has some catastrophic failure and breaks in half and you fall, you're probably going to fall in water and then there's sharks and you don't even have half a boat.
Fair point.
You just
fair
have a...
point.
And even if you don't land on water, you're probably going to land... Well, probably if you don't land on water, you are most definitely going to land on land. And it's going to hurt more because it's harder.
It's going to hurt.
I feel like from that, when you're falling at terminal velocity, water hurts just as much.
Yeah, it does. It's like hitting cement.
Have you guys ever tried it? No.
Dude,
so,
have you ever belly flopped?
On cement?
I'm the commissioner.
I mean, belly flopped onto water. It's like a 3-foot drop and it hurts like hell. Like, what?
Yeah, that hurts, but I've never belly flopped on the ground, so I don't know. Maybe
okay. So, if you crash a blimp, you're gonna have a real bad case of pink belly.
Right. That's the learning. That's the takeaway.
Jesus
no, I
Christ.
Think I think this is pretty. This is cruise ship.
Yeah.
What are you? Do you guys agree? Cruise ship.
Yeah. I am piloting, captaining, driving
I'm
a cruise ship.
Captain cruise ship, like nobody's
also,
business.
Cruise ship has. Really good buffet, usually. So they're going to have, like, good food.
Entertainment.
That you can eat. Well, no, because there's nobody else there. Oh, yeah. But you can go steal, like, a bunch of shrimp cocktail while you're waiting for the rescue boat. Whereas with a blimp, what? There's like, nothing. There's probably, like, crackers.
So, yeah, I'm surprised we didn't even talk about this. Are there blimps don't have passengers, do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think
of course
they're
they
just,
do.
Like, marketing these days.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, and like the MetLife.
Oh, I was thinking like a passenger blimp. Like you're going from point A to point
Those
B.
Those don't exist.
Well, they could.
Okay, well, what I was going to say was, what if we never discussed the perks of being the captain. Like, does that so if the cruise ship has passengers and you're the captain, you could maybe find a little action, Chris. Throw your weight around.
I doubt it. No? Okay. I mean, honestly, let's just be honest. It's just probably not going to happen.
Okay, so that
but
doesn't
I already
help
said,
you.
No, as commissioner, you're alone.
Oh,
on this
that's
vessel.
True. You did say that.
Indeed.
Yeah. So whether it's the Goodyear blimp or a passenger blimp, I'm not sure if the aerodynamics are different, but you're alone.
Jesus Christ, I don't even know if this matters. If I'm alone on a cruise ship and something goes wrong, I don't even know how to use the radio.
You're like checking for cell phone service. like, I don't have any bars.
Where are my bars?
I can't watch Netflix.
You know how to use a radio. Come on.
A cruise ship radio? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you push the little button on the side.
Mayday.
The button that says, push me to talk.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I'm in a cruise ship.
I'm all by myself.
Can you guys come and get me?
Nobody's here.
Okay, does it change anything?
It doesn't, I'm still cruise shipping.
No, no. Yeah. Well, hold on. Does it change anything if I say that you can't get rescued? You have to, like, as a cruise ship, you have to get to land and, land on land?
And in the blip, you have to get to land as well?
Dock. You dock in, both cases, in a cruise right? ship. And a blimp. Yeah, you have to get to a place where you can get out on the land.
That doesn't change. That
does that change?
That, if anything, that encourages me to be on the boat, because that fucking makes it... Yeah. I have to figure out how to land a blimp.
Oh, we also...
Yeah, no shit.
Are we doing this one time, or is this our job?
I think it's just the one time, because you're going to fucking die.
It's just one... Yeah. Number one, who lets us on these vessels with no experience as a job? Like, that is, no, this is one time.
This is the fucking
we are magically transported
land.
To this thing, and we just, like, wake up, and we're there.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, it's like, who lets us on this thing alone? Who's like, no, the rest of the crew, you have a vacation. Chris got this.
I just imagine, like, the moment we show up, everything starts flashing red. It's like, honk, honk, honk. Like, instantaneous panic. Her fire is, like, pipes are bursting, things are flooding.
And I'm pretty sure they didn't let us... Wait, why would things on a blimp be flooding?
Because if I'm on that blimp, sure. It flood.
It's gonna flood. I think in this scenario, we definitely stole these vehicles. Like, they were in port, whatever port they were in, and we were just like, yeah, that looks like fun.
Chris was like, yeah, I'm Indiana Jones.
I clearly have the same skill set as Indiana Jones.
Do.
Oh, I was like, that's A-team. Okay, but anyway, we are all on cruise
ship.
Yeah,
super cruise ship. Yeah. Cruise
ship. Team cruise ship.
Definitely cruise ship. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed piloting a cruise ship or a blimp with no experience. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tortpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, just like Todd did, send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.